诗篇第十六篇
the 16th
是很重要的弥赛亚诗篇
important 弥赛亚
篇诗篇二十二篇
Psalm 22
诗篇二十三篇
23
诗篇二十四篇
24
是弥赛亚诗篇
about the 弥赛亚
诗篇四十篇
40
是弥赛亚诗篇
is 弥赛亚
这些还有其他的诗篇
these and other Psalms
里面提到的基督论的记载
talk about Christ
真是前无古人后者要引经据典作为他们的启发的源头的文学记录。
It was something that was unique and never happened before David and always used as a reference after David.
所以你们有机会的时候
If you have the opportunity,
自己把第二、第四六、第二十、二十三、二十四、四十这重要的弥赛亚诗篇再去分析、再去思想、再去研究。
Analyze once more all the Psalms that I mentioned, the second 16, 22, 23, 24.
你就明白为什么我今天从这个角度告诉你大卫是明白上帝心意。
Then you will understand why I spend so much time from this angle telling you that David was a person after God's own heart.
这些诗篇告诉我们什么呢
？What does this Psalm tell us?
耶稣基督是上帝在永恒中间所生的儿子。
Christ is begotten by God in eternity.
上帝把万国万民万邦万族都交给他。
God gave all people, all nations, all generations to him.
他是受膏者。
He was the anointed one.
他要在锡安作王。
He will be king in Zion.
他有一天要用铁杖管理万国。
One day he will rule the nations with an iron rod.
他发怒的时候，没有人能够阻挡他。
And no one can stand upon his wrath.
他要审判全世界。
He will judge the whole world.
单单第二篇
，just some the second.
这些基督的重点都提出来。
Already tell us all these important points of Christology.
第十六篇告诉我们
，Psalm 16 says,
这位基督死的时候
，When this Christ died,
他不会腐烂
，He will not decay.
上帝不叫他的身体朽坏
，God will not allow his body to decay.
也不把他的灵魂撇在阴间
，And will not forsake his spirit in Hades.
基督死以后要离开阴间，他要出来。
It means that Jesus will leave Hades and come out.
大卫怎么明白基督的明白到这样深的地步
？How could David understand Christ to such a depth?
因为他明白上帝的心。
Because he knew the heart of God.
神心。
He was after God's heart.
他也一生一世心神之意。
For his life, whole life, he was obedient to God's will.
我刚提到诗篇二十二、二十三、二十四篇是弥赛亚诗篇。
I've already mentioned that the 22nd, 23rd, 24th Psalms.
这有一些人感到不大以为然的。
Some people will disagree.
特别是二十三篇，你最好当作是你的诗篇。
Especially his 23rd Psalm, you would think it's about you.
他说你背的是很舒服。
It is very comfortable.
耶和华是我的牧者。
The Lord is my shepherd.
我必不致缺乏。
I will not be in want.
特别怕缺乏的人很喜欢背那一篇的诗篇。
Especially when we're in want, we want to learn this.
我很不客气告诉你。
But I will tell you sternly.
那一篇诗篇虽然是人生可以找到最安慰人生命的诗篇。
Although this psalm is very comforting to all of us.
那一篇诗篇的重点绝对是基督论的重点。
But the psalm's emphasis is on Christology.
二十二篇。
The 22nd psalm.
基督受难。
Suffering Christ.
二十三篇。
23rd Psalm,
基督复活
The resurrected Christ
24篇
The 24th Psalm,
基督升天
The ascension of Christ
这三篇是接连在一起不可分割的基督论受苦复活的福音诗篇
These three Psalms are not to be separated It is about the gospel Christology
你说我从前没有看到这个
You say maybe I've not seen this before
我也从来没有这样注意到
I've never taken note of this
你今天注意听这些话语
But when you take note of all these words,
重整你的旧约诗篇中的基督论
and you try to readjust your Christology within the Old Testament,
诗篇第二十二篇里面告诉我们
the 22nd Psalm says,
一开头就说，我的上帝，我的上帝，为什么你离开我？
From the beginning, it says, my God, why have you forsaken me?
他们里面就告诉我们，他们扎了我的手，他们刺了我的脚。
Here it says that they pierced my hand and pierced my feet.
把耶稣基督被钉在十字架上凄惨的苦状描写最清楚的不是以赛亚，是大卫。
David was the person that described the suffering of Christ on the cross more than Isaiah.
甚至把耶稣基督在十字架上最痛苦的时候所讲出的话语，我的上帝，我的上帝，为什么你离开我，都写下来。
Including the word, my God, why have you forsaken me? Spoken by Christ on the cross.
诗篇二十二篇
，the 22nd Psalm
是基督受难受死。
Is the suffering and death of Christ.
诗篇二十三篇
But the 23rd Psalm.
是基督经过死亡从死里复活的一篇
It is a psalm about Christ through death and resurrection.
因为他经过了死因的幽谷
Because he walked through the valley of the shadow of death.
他走过不是进入
He didn't enter into death, but he passed through.
他不是停在, 是走过。
He did not stop there, but he walked through.
他经过了死里的幽谷之后,
after that,
上帝的仇敌面前为他摆设了筵席。
And God prepared a table before him in his enemies.
接纳他的献祭。
In other words, he accepted his faith
and
led him across death. Because he was able to go through, he has entered into death and come
out.
A Lord that was resurrected from
death.
The 22nd
Psalm.
It is the suffering Christ.
四篇23篇,
the 23rd Psalm.
是基督复活篇,
is the resurrected Christ.
四篇24篇,
the 24th Psalm.
是基督升天的篇,
it is the Psalm about ascension of God.
众臣们啊,
the earth and all
the earth. 抬起头来,
lift up your head.
因为那荣耀的君王要进来,
the glorious King may come.
永久的门户啊,
the King that is
打开来,
open your doors.
因为在战场上得胜的耶和华要进来,
the victorious God will enter.
冠军的耶和华,
the Lord of hosts.
他是荣耀的君王,
he is a glorious King.
冠军的耶和华,
the glorious God.
他是得胜的君王,
he is the King of glory.
请你注意听, 世界有哪一个王打仗以后, 胜利进到永久的门, 没有。
There is no king that entered to an eternal gate after the victory.
永久的门, 打仗而能战胜进去的只有一位耶稣基督。
There's only one person that can enter into the ancient doors, the eternal doors.
你在二十二章是看见了黑暗跟凄惨。
In the 22nd Psalm, you see all the darkness.
二十三章你看见了经过死亡进到得胜复活的荣耀。
In the 23rd Psalm, you see the process into glory.
二十四章你看见天上打开门，欢迎他回来，这个凯旋的景象。
But in the 24th Psalm, you see the gates in heaven opening, welcoming him back.
这是福音,
this is the gospel.
基督的死,
the death of Christ.
基督的活,
his resurrection.
基督的升天,
his ascension.
就使我们有永远的盼望,
gives us eternal hope.
因为大卫是合神心意的人,
so David was a person after God's own heart.
明白神心意的人,
he understood God's heart.
明白到这个地步,
he understood it so well.
明白到这样丰富,
so abundantly.
明白到这样准确,
so precisely.
感谢上,
thanks be to God.
这位又死又复活又升天的是谁?
Who was this person who died and resurrected and was ascended?
40篇里面就讲出来了。
In the 40th Psalm it says,
是遵行上帝的旨意, 所有的事都经卷上已经记载的那一位主。
He is the Lord that was obedient to God and was recorded in the scripture.
而且他有了身体,
and he has a body.
上帝开通他耳朵,
and God opened his ears.
上帝为他预备的身体,
and prepare a body for him,
使他可以成为真正蒙耶和华的祭,
that he may be a sacrifice that is pleasing to God.
因为燔祭和赎罪祭不是你所喜爱的。
God is not pleasing with, not pleased with sacrifice.
你已经开通了我的耳朵。
You have opened up my ears.
这是受苦的道成肉身的基督从死复活升天完全救恩的福音在大卫的诗篇里面都讲出来了。
This is the psalm that describes the gospel of Jesus Christ, the suffering Christ that fulfilled the will of God.
感谢上,
thanks be to God.
在诗篇又告诉我们什么呢?
The psalms also say,
在先知后面继续的发扬的话又告诉我们什么呢?
What are the words that the prophet says?
死的时候一根骨头也没有折断,
not a single bone will be broken when he died.
他死以前被卖30块钱,
he will be sold for 30 pieces of silver.
他死以后被埋葬在有钱人,
and will be buried in a cemetery of the rich person. He will be killed together with the robbers.
你像你看从大卫的基督论开始,
all this started from the Christology of David.
延展下去众先知对他的预言,
and all the prophets had all the prophecy about Christ.
因为神的心意一步一步地向人显明出来,
it tells us that God shows us his heart step by step.
大卫是最先深入明白上帝心意的人,
and David was the first to understand this.
大卫不但是君王,
not only was he a king,
还被称为是先知,
he was also a prophet.
他说讲的话,
the words he has spoken,
使我们今天受的影响是深得不得了的,
influenced us greatly till today.
你说没有啊, 我没有受大卫的影响啊,
probably you say, no, I don't seem to be influenced.
大卫说什么? 主对我主说,
David said, the Lord says to my Lord,
你坐我右边,
sit on my right hand,
使我叫仇敌成为你的脚的,
that the enemies will be your footstool.
这句话,
these words,
后来就变成我们的信仰,
becomes our faith.
这句话,
these words,
就变成使徒信经里面12条里面的一条,
becomes one of the 12 Apostles' Creed.
这句话成为基督教千千万万人每个礼拜要念的一句话。
This becomes something we have to recite every week.
你说没有影响我吗？
Is it not an influence?
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我信基督。
I believe in Christ.
上帝的儿子。
The Son of God Almighty.
从真理所生。
Born of the Virgin Mary.
又比拉多手下受害。
Suffered under Pontius Pilate.
埋葬了。复活升天，坐在父的右边。
Was crucified, dead, and buried. He ascended into heaven and sit on the right hand.
我怎么明白这个事呢
？How can I understand?
因为大卫告诉。
Because David said it
first. 大卫怎么明白这个事呢
？How did he know?
因为明白上帝的心。
Because he knew the heart of God.
记载了有关于基督论最伟大的观念。
And he recorded the most important concept of Christology.
大卫明白上帝的心意。
He knew the heart of God.
明白到神论、基督论、救赎论。末世论都明白了。
He understood it among all doctrines about God's salvation and the end of the world.
这么多的先知著作里面
，among all the prophetic works，
大卫的著作好像获利集群一样。
The work of David stands up unique among all.
比他们更先查考到神心意中间的心意。
He was earlier than everyone else in understanding the heart of God.
比他们更先明白上帝计划中的计划。
Ahead of all the prophets, he understood the plan within the plan of God.
神有儿子。
That God would have a son.
道成肉身。
The word would become flesh.
受苦被钉。
Suffering and be crucified.
为我们而死。
And die for us.
代替我们从死里复活。
And be resurrected from the dead.
升天再来。
Ascended and will come again.
伟大的圣经
all these important messages
都在大卫的思想里面出现
all came from the thought of David.
因为这是偶然的配合
He said maybe it's coincidence.
就是这个可能是故意把它配合起来是和旧约所写的就叫做应验预言
Maybe it is written for a self-fulfilling prophecy.
我告诉你不是
Let me tell you no.
把你旧约的这个弥赛亚有关的预言都连在一起的话
If you link together all the prophecies about the Messiah in the Old Testament,
这么多不同时代、不同人物所写的不同词句，把它凑在一个人身上，可能性是千千万万分之一都没有。
The possibility is so minute to link this upon one person.
基督生在哪里
？Where was Christ born?
大卫之孙。
The son of David.
基督生在什么城市
？Which city?
是伯利恒的城市。
Bethlehem.
基督被卖的时候多少钱
？How much was he sold for?
30 pieces.
30 pieces of
基督被钉的时候怎么样
？How did he die?
手脚被刺。
His feet and hands were pierced.
基督被钉到一半的时候讲什么话
？What did he say in the midst of his crucifixion?
我的上帝，我的上帝，为什么离开我
my God, why have you forsaken me?
基督钉的时候旁边有谁
？How many people were with him?
有强盗在他旁边。
The two criminals.
基督被埋葬的时候怎么样
？When he was buried.
埋葬在有钱的坟墓里。
He was buried in the grave of a rich man.
基督同钉的强盗怎么样
？What about the robbers?
他们的脚都被砍断了。
Their feet were sliced off.
基督的脚不能被砍断。
But none of his bones were broken.
圣经说他的骨头一根也不折断。
The Bible says not a single bone will be broken of him.
那么这些有关于基督论的预言
，All these prophecies about Christ，
一一都归纳起来
，will all come together.
所有的都凑巧的成应验在一个人身上是不可能。
It is impossible by coincidence to be fulfilled on a single person.
你举一个例子。
犹
太人说逾越节来，这个逾越节的时候，明天是安息了，不能够让尸体停留在十字架上。
The Jews would say that now it's Passover, we cannot leave the corpse on the cross.
他们只能把死人从十字架上搬下来。
They can only bring down the dead.
活的人搬下来是给他有背叛的可能，可以有一毫的可能，可以再有犯过罪的可能。
The person who is still alive will not be brought down because he can still betray the
covenant. 安息了要来了。
The Sabbath is coming.
太阳下山了。
The sun has set.
这两个强盗还没有死。
The two robbers were not dead.
因为强盗就是很强的道教的强盗。
The robbers must have been very strong.
所以很强才会抢人家的东西。
Because they
很强就很壮。
So they
很强就很难死掉。
So it's difficult to die.
那怎么办呢？太阳要下山了。
The sun is setting.
你还不要死。
You're not dead yet.
看他还在呼吸。
You're still breathing.
还会咒主人。
Still can curse.
这胸部还在弹。
Chest still moving.
还在传。
And still panting.
他们不管上去二十一，砍下他两条腿。
And what they did was they chopped his legs, their legs off.
我真的不知道从哪里砍。
I don't know from where.
是不是下腿？
Maybe the shin.
或者是大腿。
Or the thigh.
或者膝盖。
Or the knees.
当他用大刀砍下来的时候
When their knees were chopped,
就是最快的办法给他把他血流完的时候
It's the fastest way to bleed there.
血就冲下来了。
All the blood will come down.
没办法了。There
is no other chance.
一定要死了。
They will die.
马上拿掉。
So that they can be removed.
当他们要到耶稣面前的时候。
But when they came to Jesus.
耶稣已经死了。
Jesus Christ was dead.
他们把刀刺到他肋旁去的时候。
When they pierced his side.
血还有血块一块一块。 就流下来,
water and blood clot came out.
这表示基督没有时间心脏破裂,
it means that his heart burst upon
him. 痛苦到一个地步,
he was so painful for him.
一句不讲,
he couldn't say anything.
担当全世界人的罪受上帝的审判,
he bore the sin of the whole world to receive God's judgment.
当他们看他死的时候,
when they saw that he has died,
他们没有再砍他了,
they did not chop his legs.
你想, 这个也是凑巧的吗?
Is this a coincidence?
你想, 这些都是机会吗?
All these are opportunities.
如果耶稣还没有死,
if Jesus will not
他们要来砍他的时候,
when they come,
耶稣说为了应验我一根骨头都没有折断,
maybe Jesus will say to fulfill the prophecy that my bones not be broken,
请你们不要砍我好不好?
Please don't cut my legs.
好叫旧约的预言, 写先知的话语, 大卫也说讲的, 都成全, 完全应验在我身上。
Then all the prophecies from David to the prophet will be upon me.
你一笑的时候,
when you are laughing about this,
我就知道你明白了,
I know you understood.
你明白什么呢?
What have you understood?
Probability, 的可能性, 可能只有万万分之一,
that the probability is so very small.
耶稣基督讲的话,
the words of Jesus,
售卖的情形,
the betrayer,
都不是他主动,
all these were not from him.
犹大卖他,
it was Judas that sold him.
兵丁砍, 要砍的,
it was the soldiers that wanted to chop his legs.
外邦人把他定的,
it was the Gentiles
who crucified him.
The Romans.
这不是他可以表演的事情,
not something that he can cook up.
大卫明白到这样神,
David understood all this.
这位大卫是照着神的心意行事的,
he was a person that worked according to the heart of God.
神心意,
and was after God's heart.
明神心意,
and understood it.
特别明白上帝救赎的计划,
especially his plan of salvation.
所以大卫的信心太伟大,
he had a great faith.
一个一国之君,
a king of the entire nation,
竟然写下这伟大的诗篇,
wrote all these wonderful psalms.
杜甫、李白、白居易所写的诗,
all these poems written by Chinese poets,
无论多么伟大, 没有办法成为世界第一流的文学, 为什么呢?
It doesn't matter how great they were, they cannot be first class literature for the world.
他们只能提到人与自然, 人与人之间的关系,
because they talk about man and nature, man between man.
他没办法表达出人与神之间的关系,
they cannot express the relationship between man and God.
更没办法写出神对人的计划,
and the plan that God has for men,
神对人的救赎,
the salvation that God has
provided.
The Psalms of David is absolutely different. He was a person after God's
heart.
And his poems has all these things hidden within it. Thanks be to God. This is part of his faith. We already mentioned his success.
最后我要讲他失败的一部分。
In the end, I want to talk about his failure.
大卫是很伟大的。
He was a great person.
他是树立的巨人。
He was a spiritual giant.
但是,
however,
当一个巨人跌倒的时候是很可怕的。
When a giant falls, it's frightening.
一个巨人跌倒跌在你身上, 你会给他压扁的。
If a giant falls on you, you'll be flattened.
一个大人物用什么词句去给他下定义呢?
How do we define a great person?
他的恩赐大, 才干大, 机会大, 失败大, 叫做大人物。
A great person would have great talent, great accomplishment, and great faith.
这样你把一个人放大的时候,
it's like when you magnify someone,
你就把比例尺寸照样照比例把它画，就是叫做大人物。
All the ratio will be expanded at the same time.
所以许多大人物的失败是很大的失败。
Therefore, the failure of a great person will be great as well.
何况大卫,
especially David,
有权,
he had power,
有位,
he had status,
有才,
he had money,
有机会,
he had opportunities,
有世界的物质,
he had material wealth for the world.
所以他要犯罪的可能性是大的。
His opportunity for sinning, it was great.
大卫每天在王宫的上面走走。
Every day he will walk around on top of the roof to look at his city, to look at his accomplishment.
有一天他在楼顶上看看的时候,
and one day when he was walking on the roof,
看完了他喜欢看的所有的景象之后,
after he see all the sceneries he liked,
突然看到一个完全脱光衣服的女子就在他王宫附近的地方洗澡。
Suddenly he saw a naked woman taking a bath nearby.
他就延长欣赏的时间。
And so he looked a lot longer.
他就下载他视野的角度。
And he narrowed his scope of sight.
他就注意看,
and he took note of it.
他心花怒放,
and he was very happy.
他忘记了和神心意,
and he forgot about being after the will of God.
发现我有我的心意,
suddenly he realized he has his own will.
他忘记了神伟大的计划,
he forgotten the great plan of God.
他发现肉体的需要,
he discovered his need in the flesh.
这个时候呢, 提醒他的是什么话呢?
What were the words that reminded him?
你是王,
that you were king.
如果你是王都没有权柄, 谁有权柄?
If you are the king and you don't have the power, then who will have the power?
你要的你放他走吗?
Would you just let go of something you want?
这样美的你不得罪他吗?
And such a beautiful woman.
何不让他跟你上床呢?
Why don't you ask her to come to bed
他说,
with you?
不能,
but no.
我要等候,
I will wait.
这个是谁?
Who is this person?
结了婚没有?
Is he married?
有没有丈夫?
Does she have a husband?
先问清楚, 才不会一笑大方,
I will have to ask carefully first.
所以他忍耐一段时间,
so he waited.
叫人去查,
he asked people to investigate.
为了告诉他,
they tell her.
很美很美,
a very beautiful woman.
可惜结了婚,
but she was married.
丈夫叫乌利亚,
the husband's name is Uriah.
好像感情不大好,
they don't seem to be in good terms.
这可能是一个机会,
maybe it's an opportunity.
那怎么办呢?
Then what to do?
大卫现在要怎么样?
What would David do?
他一面睡神,
on the one hand, he belonged to God.
一面有一个肉体,
on the other hand, he was in the flesh.
一面明白上帝的心意,
on the one hand, he understood the will of God.
常常不忘记自己和自己的意义,
but at the same time, he remembered his own will.
所以他就想一个办法,
so he thought of a method.
如果我去杀他的丈夫,
if I kill his husband,
我的个性不是这样,
it's not in accordance with my character.
人家知道我不是这样的,
that people know that I'm not like that person.
丈夫不死,
but if the husband will not die,
机会,
I won't have any opportunity.
如果做完一个普通男人共享一个老婆,
how can the king share a woman with a common man?
这是太丢我自己的人,
it's humiliating.
如果我杀他,
but if I kill him,
还损害我的名誉,
it is also not good for my reputation.
所以怎么办呢?
What would I do?
这个王智慧过人,
this king is very wise.
他的手段高明,
he had good strategy.
试试看用不诚实的办法来处理这个事情,
and he will use this honest way to treat this matter.
写一封信给他的将军,
he wrote a letter to his general,
把他调去战场上,
that this Uriah may be called to the front line,
放在最前线,
and put him right in front,
对最凶恶的仇敌打仗,
in the most dangerous battle.
你把他放在最危险的地方,
and he said, put him at the most dangerous place.
然后告诉我有什么结局,
and then tell me what came out of it.
这个叫做什么呢?
What does this mean?
我虽不杀百人, 百人因我而死,
this is an indirect murder.
借刀杀人,
an indirect way to kill someone.
放纵情义,
because of his decadent lifestyle. And he took something someone liked.
贪人的妻色,
and he was covetous.
就这样一个意念,
this thought,
他犯了好多条,
allowed him to create a lot of sins.
第七、第八、第九、第十都犯,
the 7th, the 8th, the 9th commandments he violated.
你看一个敬畏上帝的人,
a person that fear God,
现在在某一个时刻会跌倒到这个地步,
could fall so badly.
而这个巴士巴也不是一个太好的名字,
and Bathsheba was not a saint.
我奉主名对你说,
I tell you in the name of the Lord,
你洗澡的门要关得紧紧的,
when you take a shower, you have to close your door.
我出门的时候衣服要穿得够够的,
and when you come out, you have to dress modestly.
你的裙子要长一点,
with longer skirts.
你的衣服要松一点,
with looser clothing.
你要暴露你的身段,你的这个线条,
that you may not be exposed your shape.
引诱人犯罪的人,
those who seduce others,
跟受引诱犯罪的人,
and those who have been seduced,
都是要受神审判,
both will be judged by God.
巴士巴到了这个地步呢,
at this stage for Bathsheba,
绝对不是一个贞洁守道第一从一而终不再结婚的人,
she was not a faithful woman.
她竟然好像提示大卫说, now I am available.
She seems to hint to David that she was available.
我的丈夫已经没有了,
because she said, my husband is no more.
定当的哭, 丈夫之痛, 整年不要见人的时候,
she ought to mourn the death of her husband for at least a year.
她就移动脚步到宫殿里面,
but she went to the palace.
大卫得到了吗?
Did David get what he wanted?
当他得到的时候, 也就是他失去的时候,
the day he got it was the day he lost it.
当他享受的时候, 也是他伤害神的心意的时候,
the day when he was enjoying it, he was hurting the heart of God.
不就巴士巴怀孕,
after that, Bathsheba was pregnant.
大卫的名义完全守住,
his reputation was intact.
因为他没有杀人,
he didn't kill anyone.
他好好的嘛,
he was still okay.
他在皇宫等到那个人 available,
he was waiting in the palace.
不但如此，社会会说这个大王竟然对一个的寡妇有这样大的爱心。
The society will praise him for his love towards a widow.
他收容这样可怜的人。
That he would take in such a bad, beautiful person.
这个寡妇仗着的才能，也有慈善家的心肠。
So the king is also a philanthropist.
人的回忆算什么？
What is the memory of man?
神的旨意要流行。
The will of God we ought to think
more. 人的看法算什么？
Why do we care about how people look at us?
神的衡量要谨慎。
But we ought to be careful of the judgment of God.
上帝不把心意告诉他。
God did not tell him his will.
上帝不让他知道上帝的奥秘。
God did not let him know the mystery.
上帝现在把他的奥秘、他的心意告诉另外一个叫做拿单的先知。
But God told his will to another prophet, the prophet Nathan.
Nathan, 我告诉你。
Let me tell you this.
我把我的启示告诉你。
Let me reveal to you.
你的王发生事情。
Your king has done something wrong.
和我心意的上帝的大卫现在已经违背我上帝的心意。
The David that's after my own heart has been against me.
你去吧。
Go.
勇敢对他讲一些话。
Tell him boldly.
如果是你。
If it were you.
叫你去责备李光耀，你要吗？
If you are asked to rebuke Lee Kuan Yew, would you do that?
去讲李显龙，你敢吗？
Oh, Lee Hsien Loong, would you dare do that?
叫你去指责吴国栋，你敢吗？
If you are asked to rebuke Goh Chok Tong, would you do that?
叫你去责备马蒂尔，你敢吗？
Would you to rebuke Mahathir?
叫你责备 George Bush, 你敢吗？
Oh, George Bush.
或者不要说 George Bush, 叫你去骂一两句 Saddam Hussein, 你要不要？
Oh, Saddam Hussein.
这是拿单的机会。
This was an opportunity for Nathan.
也是拿单的危险。
Also his crisis.
因为他讲了这些话以后，
After he said all this,
可能砍头，
maybe he'll be beheaded,
终身监禁，
or be imprisoned for life.
没有机会再讲第二篇的道理。
No other chance to preach a sermon.
你不记得四世约翰就是因为责备叙利娶了哥哥的妻子，就因此永远的监牢不出来，而且头被砍下来。
That was what happened to John the Baptist. He was beheaded for words of rebuke.
但是拿单到大卫面前的时候。
But when Nathan came before David,
他不直接了当讲这话。
He didn't speak to him directly.
他先讲故事。
He first tell a story.
大卫已经年老了，还要听故事吗？
Will David listen to a story at his old age?
大卫啊，
he said, David,
我告诉你，
Let me tell you,
有一个有钱人。
That was a rich man.
他隔壁住一个很穷的人。
We have a poor neighbor.
这有钱人有许多许多的羊。
The rich person had lots of sheep.
隔壁的穷人只有一只羊。
But the poor man had only one lamb.
人羊相依为命。
And they are together all the time.
靠着这羊来养生。
He relied on the lamb to live.
这个大有钱的。
This rich person.
来了一个人客。
Had a guest.
他想宴他，想请他吃。
He wanted to have a banquet for him.
后来想来想去，把我的羊杀掉一只，请他吃，不值得。
He thought he not worthy to kill one of his own lamb.
所以就偷了隔壁的羊，把他杀，把他煮来，来宴他的自己的亲人。
He stole his neighbor's lamb to, for his guests.
王啊，你看国中有这样的人怎么样？
He said, King, there's such a person in this nation. What should we do?
这个大卫王处理这个事的时候，先把自己分开不谈。
And David was very objective, and he separated himself.
以为自己是完全没有关系的局外人。
He thought that he is not involved in this at all.
指指责责。
And so he was angry.
这个人该死。
He said this person should die.
自己有这么多的羊。
He has so many sheep.
为什么他要认？这个开宴会的人要杀别人的羊。
Why did he steal another person's lamb?
这个人该死。
This person should die.
他讲完了以后呢
？After he said that,
正义感表达的非常的雄壮。
He had very grand expression.
讲完了以后
，After that,
先知拿单说
，The prophet Nathan,
你就是这个人。
You are this person.
你有了妻子。
You have a wife.
你为什么要杀人？你要借刀杀人，把人家的妻子抢来。
Why do you take the wife of another person and kill him too?
这是先知精神的种子。
This is the seed of the spirit of the prophet.
先知责备的勇气。
The boldness of rebuking by prayer prophets.
先知顺从上帝的记号。
The mark of obedience of a prophet.
先知大刀阔斧纠正整个社会不公义的这个精神。
The spirit that will change the injustice of the society.
圣经说。
The Bible says.
大卫听了这些话。
After David heard that.
他就承认他的罪。
He admitted his sin.
大卫到底还是很可爱。
He was still very lovable.
虽然身为大王，
although he was the king,
他是敬畏上，
he feared God.
今天我告诉你，
let me tell you this today.
世界的君王，
the kings of the world,
政治的领袖，
political leaders,
乡亲，
generous,
富户，
all the
财主，
all the rich people,
所需要的是那些真正为神说话的人，在他身边指责他的错误。
What do they really need are people who will speak for God to rebuke them and correct them.
大卫不但悔改，
not only did David repent,
他在神面前痛哭。
He cried and wept before the Lord.
上帝的灵继续感动他，写了世界最伟大的悔改的诗歌。
And the Spirit of the Lord moved him to write the best psalm of repentance.
感动了千千万万的人。
That moved so many people from there.
诗篇32篇。
32nd psalm.
诗篇51篇。
The 51st psalm.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我奉主的名对你说。
In the name of the Lord I say to you.
上帝为什么许可大卫跌倒？
Why did God allow David to fall?
为什么跌倒之后还继续不断用他跟巴士巴生下所罗门？
Why was Solomon that was born between him and Bathsheba used?
最不喜欢的事情就是他对巴士巴的这件事。
The thing that displeased God most was this incident.
历史上最重要的基督是基督巴士巴生下。
But the most important Christ came from the lineage of Bathsheba.
我实在不明白。
I cannot understand this.
完全不明白。
I cannot understand.
这是如果你问我问题，我感到最难解答的几题之一。
This will be one of the most difficult questions for me to answer.
上帝是不是有为人预备一个太太的？
Did God prepare a wife for some anyone?
为一些太太预备，所有女子预备丈夫的？
Or will God prepare a husband for all women?
我也不知道。
I do not know.
如果上帝为大卫预备的是米迦，
If God prepared Michal for David,
为什么呢？ 所罗门不是从米迦生下来？
Why was Solomon not born of her?
如果上帝为大卫预备的是八十八，
But if God prepared Bathsheba for David,
为什么让她先结婚好几次才达到八十八？
Why was she married so many times before?
如果大卫预备的是八十八，
If David was,
上帝为大卫预备的是八十八，
If God prepared Bathsheba,
会不会是她太早结婚，结错了才找到真正应当爱的？
Did she make a mistake earlier in her marriage?
我真是不明白。
I really don't know.
但我只知道神有怜悯。
But I only know that God is compassionate.
犯大罪。
When you create a great
sin, 悔改之后,
but you repent,
审判之后, 留下怜悯给你。
After God has judged you, He will still have compassion on you. May the Lord have mercy on us.
大卫的一生,
the life of David
可歌可泣,
is so dramatic.
大卫的一生,
the life of David
有富贵有贫穷,
was with wealth and poverty,
有平安有泛滥,
peace and crisis,
有顺利有坎坷,
there's smoothness and difficulties.
大卫的一生,
the life of David
无论怎样错误,
no matter how many mistakes,
他回到上帝面前,
he always returned to God.
但是神的公义绝对不能被人轻慢。
But the justice of God makes sure that he cannot be taken lightly.
所以拿单对他说,
so Nathan said to him,
主赦免你的罪,
the Lord forgave you.
但是,
however,
刀剑必不离开你的家,
the sword will never leave your house.
刀剑必不离开你的家,
the sword will never leave your house.
什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
上帝要继续审判你。
It means God will continue to judge you and continue to punish you.
你可以认罪,
you can repent.
钉子可以拔出来,
you can pull out the nail.
钉痕永远留在那,
but the mark of the nail will still be there. I want to end the sermon.
我告诉你,
now.
神是威严公义是烈火,
I tell you that God is like a fiery fire and He is just.
所以大卫受的刑罚比谁都更重,
and so David was punished more than anyone else.
他受了最大的羞辱的刑罚,
he had the greatest punishment of humiliation.
自己的孩子,
his own child,
在他面前奸污他的妻妾,
had a relationship with one of his concubines before him.
大卫看见自己做王, 自己的妾被脱光衣服, 让自己的孩子强奸, 那一幕是何等可怜。
David could witness the raping of his own concubines with his own eyes as king.
不但如此,
not only that,
大卫生的孩子,
the child of David,
四个, 一个不应当死而死,
four of them died an unnatural life.
为什么呢?
Why?
圣经,
the Bible,
是神威严记载的话语,
is the word of the Holy God.
你以为你是王吗?
Do you think that you are king?
在我面前,
but before me,
我是王,
I am king.
你顺服我,
you have to be obedient.
你乱来,
if you do anything you want,
我审判你,
I will judge you.
你是王,
although you are king,
犯奸淫的事情, 还是要记载下来,
I will still record your incidents of adultery.
圣经之所以是圣经,
for the Bible to be the word of God,
不是从头到尾圣圣圣圣圣圣圣 这个字叫做圣经,
it's not because the word holy is there all the time.
圣经之所以是圣经,
for the Bible to be the word of God,
它像一面的镜子, 清洁到一个地步, 把人性中间所有的玷污, 所有的肮脏污秽, 都照明,
it is because the Bible is like a mirror so clear that it will reflect all our filth in life. And And then it can be called the clean mirror.
清洁的镜子才能照明最小的肮脏。
Only a clear mirror can illuminate the smallest field.
圣经之所以是上帝的话,
for the Bible to be the word of God,
因为最尊贵的人的罪也没有办法逃脱上帝照明上帝的审判。
The smallest sin by the most honorable human being cannot escape the judgment of God.
现在弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters in Christ,
上帝所爱,
the person that God loves,
上帝必管教,
God will chastise.
为什么上帝许可伟大的人物会失败到这个地步呢?
Why did God allow this great man to fall in such miserable way?
告诉你, 你不过是人。
It's because it tells us that we are just a human being.
告诉你, 你的成就没有什么可以骄傲。
It reminds us that we ought not to be proud of our accomplishment.
告诉你, 如果不依靠我, 你可以堕落到何等可怕的程度。
It tells us that when we do not rely on God, we can decay to such an extent.
告诉你, 四周围的人不要拜偶像, 因为你的偶像倒下去的时候, 你就知道神是人, 神是神。
It also reminds all of us not to have idols in our life, because when our idols fall, we are reminded that God is God.
最后的话,
in the end,
当你跌倒的时候,
if you ever do fall and fail, it doesn't mean that God has forsaken you forever.
真心悔改回头的时候,
when you genuinely turn around and repent,
神有时会借助跌过倒的人去帮助那些在患难跌倒中间没有人可以安慰的人，借助他们得到安慰。
Sometimes God will use people who have fallen to comfort those who are in the same situation. We will end here. We actually haven't finished on David. In August, we will mention David again. May the Lord be with us. Let us stand up together.
我总最都是清洁，唯靠耶稣宝血，我们感。